Good morning, New Life. My name is Anne in Bowdoin, and I'm going to be sharing this morning's devotional with you from the book of 1 John. And first, I want to ask you a question. How do the people around us know that we are Christians, that we truly believe in Jesus, that we know him personally? Is it just because we've written Christian under our religious views on Facebook, or we've checked in online to church every Sunday, or maybe we have the bumper sticker on our car, or we repost scripture from Pinterest every now and then? How do they really know that we are Christians? The Bible tells us in 1 John 2:3 through 6, we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. So it's pretty clear that just saying we're a Christian isn't enough. We have to keep God's commands, and even more, we need to live as he did. The rich man in Matthew 19 learned the same lesson, but it wasn't easy. He came to Jesus and he asked him what he must do to get eternal life. And Jesus told him to keep the commands. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not lie. Honor your parents and love others as yourself. The rich man was relieved. He'd done all of those things. Most of us have probably done those things too. But Jesus took it a step further, and he told the rich man, if you want to be perfect, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor. Then come and follow me. You see, Jesus not only kept the commands, but he also lived a generous, humble, selfless life. Everything Jesus taught, he lived out. We should do likewise. James tells us that those of us who just hear God's word but don't actually do what it says are like people who look into the mirror and then immediately forget what we look like. He says that if we not just remember God's words but we do them, we will be blessed. So how do we do this? In this season of pandemic, living this out may look a little different. You may not be able to visit with those who are poor, but you can hand a bag of food and water out the window as you drive by them. You may not be able to lay hands on and pray for the sick, but you can send them notes of encouragement. You may not be able to hug those who are struggling with depression, but you can call them and assure them you care and that you're listening. If you're blessed to still have a job, you can give generously to those who've lost theirs. You can speak peace into political arguments and controversial conversations. You can pray for healing and for victory over the enemy. So are we doing more than just talking about being a Christian? Are we showing it? How we're living, how we're acting, how we're loving, serving, and leading should all be a reflection of our faith in Jesus. Make sure people know God's love is in us, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Have a great morning, New Life. Be blessed.